T-Mobile.
Good morning, Dave. Maybe a little scratchy. How are you doing today? N0TR.
Call N0TR, KB4CBA. You're always a little scratchy. But anyway, you sound good. I'm the one that's going to be scratchy here in a minute. And then hopefully I will get out of this mess and sound better. I just finished playing tennis and headed back to the house. I borrowed a chiller, it's an old Craftsman, it's not an old actually, I guess it is, Craftsman chiller, and had been started a couple of years, but the good news is the tank and the bowl, carburetor bowl, were empty. So, bone dry. I've never seen one like that. I expected to see all that ethanol in there. It turns to, like, Vaseline jelly.
Well, that, I knew it got bad after about 3 months. I always put that extender in there that extends the life of it. But it sounded to me like the fuel filter being back of that, wasn't it? So maybe that's stopped up, Dave. Very few people pay attention to the fuel filters on things.
I got it running in a couple of minutes. I just sprayed some starting fluid in the carburetor just, you know, to see if it had spark, and it started up. Of course, it didn't run, and so I poured gas in the tank and put the back up and poured gas in the tank, and finally got it running, but I had to run it all the way on choke to keep it running. So I need to go in there. It's not quite getting enough fuel. I don't know if I just need to adjust the float or
tank be rusted up after sitting for quite a while. Could be rust in the line, or the line itself may be clogged. But Dave, you must be in your bad region down there. This is N0TR.
Hi, N0TR, KB4CBA.
You come out of the black hole, N0TR. Go ahead, Dave.
Well, anyway, I was talking about that tiller. I tell you, that thing, it's got the blades on the back of it, and I really like that design. And, of course, it's got a cover over it. It goes all the way to the ground, so, you know, you'd have to really try hard to get your foot chewed up. But anyway, so I'm looking forward to, getting it running.
Good one. I've seen those. Never had one. Bernice has got a miniature steel, made by steel, chiller, and she just loves it. It's just a small one for our little gardens. So you must have a pretty good area you're going to plow up. Good luck with that. And it ought to dig in, that's for sure. Makes more sense than those front ones.
This has got some big old blobs. Well, they're not big, but they're like tractor tires. I mean, they've got some deep they'll do good in the mud and in the dirt. They'll get a good grip. And they pull, as well as the tiller itself. So it's pretty nice. I do need to free up the the throttle cable's stuck, but that shouldn't be a problem. I've got some stuff I can spray on it, and it'll eat all that, gunk away, and the cable looks good. It's not rusted anywhere, but it just doesn't want to move.
Blood's a good troubleshooter, ain't it? You can find input, inject manifold leaks, and all kinds of stuff with that.
Gotcha, sorry. I was maneuvering here. Well, I'm at Beacon Hill, sitting at the traffic light, Pelham Road and Haywood Road intersection. It's probably one of the most dangerous intersections in Greenville. I know 291 and East North, they say, is the most dangerous intersection in Greenville. That's where the guy years and years ago, the guy was drunk. It was at night, and he in front of him, and he thought he was putting his foot on the brake, and he was putting it on the gas, and he ran into the back of a car and killed everybody in that car. I think it was three or four people, and then he injured the people in the next car. And I remember Billy Wilkins was the solicitor then, and that was the first case he ever tried that he tried to get death by vehicular homicide. But he's trying to set a precedent, and it didn't take that time, but I think it did later on. Well, of course it did. But that guy was so drunk. I mean, he was doing like 80 miles an hour when he plowed into the back of that car.
I just don't, our daughters both drink just a little bit, but not drunk. They like to have a mixed drink, or Scotty likes to have a beer now and then, and they was watching the races yesterday on TV. I don't see anything wrong with that, but, I just don't have to have alcohol. It just makes you do things you normally not do and get stupid, and I just don't see the reasoning behind it, but you ain't gonna change that, and you're not gonna. They tried probation, you see how that worked. Well, I'm getting in some hills here, Dave, and so I may be in and out, but it's been great talking to you this morning. This is Andrew LTR.
Oh, always a pleasure, Tom, and hope you have a good day. It's a beautiful day out here, 73 degrees where I am, and bright sunshine. It's just nice. Couldn't have a better day if I'd have ordered it up myself. Anyway, you have a good one. N0TR KB4 CPA Mobile.
Okie doke, Dave. Have a great day. Good luck on it. KB4 CPA N0TR clear.